Welcome to another episode of Hustle and Grind with Joe Madden and Lady D. We are powered by Stables Media and sponsored by VIP Bets and Wager Attack. So welcome to the show, guys. Joe, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys.
Lady D can wait.
She can wait. Tammy B, thank you for that wonderful introduction of the show. You guys, if you're looking to follow us, make sure you check out our Instagram at Hustle and Grind times 3. That's X3. You can find myself on all social media platforms at the Joe Madden. Lady D, your turn.
Yeah, what Joe was saying.
Other way. There you go.
Which way?
Other way.
Which way, Joe? No, you can find me on Instagram as Betting in One Heels and on Twitter on just Betting in Heels. So, a little snappy already, huh? Right. Yeah, he is snappy today.
What? You're talking about you. Talking about you, Lady D.
No, you.
Joe, stop switching us around.
I wanted to put you at the top.
I'm always at the bottom. There you go.
So better now?
Yeah, better. Better now. Way better.
Better now.
So welcome everybody to the show. What are we going to go through today, Joe?
We've got a lot to go through today. I'm super excited. We're going to talk return on investment because honestly, you guys, if you're betting sports, in my opinion, your return on investment the only thing that matters. We also have a great guest on tonight, and his name is Tijuana Raff, and he's going to come in and talk soccer with us. Out of the three of us, none of us are professional bettors in soccer, so we thought we'd bring someone in that could give us some insight onto what they look for and give you guys some information.
Yeah, I'm excited about this too, guys. I really don't know a lot about soccer, so I'm excited to hear what he has to say about this. Maybe learn
Me
something.
Too.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Keeping it broad.
Yeah.
So opening the horizons.
So guys.
Well, Lady D missed the joke there. If you guys aren't aware, the more you know is an ad from NBC. And it used to be this rainbow that went across it. The more you know. But Lady D ruined my joke. And we'll just whatever. Fuck Cam, I guess.
Hey, Cammy.
For everyone listening to the audio of this after Lady D just flipped Cammy P the bird, I feel like I have to tell everyone that because it's an important part of the show.
Yeah, if you could do the sign language for the people that can't hear, and if you could do play-by-play commentation of the whole thing, that'd be great too, Joe.
Oh, can I do play-by-play? Okay, it's I'm starting to miss our UFC play-by-play. That is what is happening right now. Guys, let's talk about this weekend. We had some great bets hit this weekend.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
We have
We're quite a bit up. I like when there's a really good awkward silence. That's the best. So if we can keep doing that, after Joe says something, if we can just sit there in silence for at least 4.5 seconds, it would be perfect.
Okay, so I will talk over everyone if given the chance. So I give you guys a chance, and I don't want to be rude because I will just keep talking. So... you guys want to hear about our bets this weekend? Okay. Who wants to tell them?
Throw it out, Joe.
Okay. So we had Orlando +8, -105. That one hit fantastically. Rangers +165. That hit. And we also had the Wild -1.5, +140. You guys, that plus money, the return on investment was insane this weekend.
I know, right? It's crazy. So,
if anybody wants to know, and Joe can explain this, or I, or Lisa again, because we all know what it is.
You could go for it.
But return on investment. I know there's a couple of guys out there that don't really know what it means. They do claim to be good cappers, but hey, they don't know the basics of return on investment. So, just in this case, guys, the investment is the bet. The return on investment is the profit that you're going to make from this bet. So, if someone gives you a -195, how much do they have to pay, Joe, to win money?
Okay, so you're paying $195 to win $100, or if you reverse that, you're basically making $5 off a $100 bet. Why would you ever risk $100 to make $5? Like, it's complete insanity.
Yeah, so what we want to do on our show here is inform our viewers of terms like return on investment and a whole bunch of other things when it comes to basic betting. And the whole idea behind that is so you can make the most money with the least amount of bet. So your capital you keep, as much of it you can, you don't have to put a lot of it out there to potentially lose or gain very little. So we want you to gain the most maximum amount of money. So we will go through every episode, basic terminology, basic steps on betting. So just stay tuned for that.
Yay.
Absolutely. You will. Yep. Dimitri is watching. Thanks for tuning in, Dimitri. We have a lot of people actually tuning in. Guess who? Tony is on. He wants to know.
He said something actually kind of nice. He said, Cam, you're doing fantastic. I wish the girls would do the same. Tony, I really appreciate your support, buddy. You're doing a great job. They're doing good too. So don't, you know, let's be nice to them, Tony.
Tony, we're trying. That's all we can do is try. and hi, Dimitri. Glad you're joining us. So Dimitri knows what return on investment is. When we are looking at our business, we always make sure we're looking at that.
Most people over the age of 16 know what return on investment is.
That's true.
Some don't, but most people
are
do.
You That's betting one of the at 16?
Were you betting at 16?
Maybe.
Okay, but honestly, you guys, what is the highest you've taken? Like, minus what's the highest you've gone? Mine has been minus 140 was the highest I've ever gone, unless it's a bunch of them in parlays, which then lessens the odds.
I think the highest I've had is just minus 160, and I started to go more towards minus 140 and lower. So I think the highest I would go is minus 160. And even to me, that's too high as well. So
I can't remember the exact number that I went to, but the idea behind being a good capper is not just picking the favorites for every game. So you can pick 15 favorites and win 8 of them, you know, no problem. The best thing you can do is finding those high ones, but also betting some dogs too. So throwing those in there. So it's just a matter of finding out what's going to go on, what you think is going to hit that day. And they're not always the best, but I use those in parlays mostly. So when they are a higher minus, I usually use those in parlays. I'll throw a couple of those in on ones that I kind of know we're going to hit. And then the other ones, I kind of do a little bit of the dog thing, which increases your profit margin.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Kayla, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you supporting the show. I hope we're making it simple and easy. That's one of our goals here is people that don't know. And I think that's a big problem with people that are new to betting is they look at someone's record and someone's hitting 55% and they think, yes, it's a positive record. One for one, they're winning more games than they're losing. But if they're betting those high odds and they're losing at those high odds, because you guys, we all know the underdog does win. Like our Rangers bet this weekend, it was plus 165. If you would have bet, and I'm drawing a blank, who did the Rangers play this weekend?
Let me see. I think they played.
I'm completely drawing a blank on it.
I know. I want to say Boston, but it's Boston tonight, so I'm trying to think of who it was.
It was the Bruins.
Was it the Bruins game? Yeah.
So if you would have taken the Bruins, it was minus 200. Right? So you would
like against the Predators, against Tampa Bay. Ooh, excuse me. That was not very freaking ladylike.
Okay. I'm on the same page. We're all grinders here.
Against Predator against Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay was like minus 300 on the on the money line, while the Predators was plus 290, and Predators went 3-1, I think.
Yeah, 4-1.
But the Predators won, and I'm mad that I didn't take that, and because I was like deep in my gut, like Predators was gonna win. I bet you they won, and they did, and then pissed me off that I didn't have the thing to just like press the button and bet it myself.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That's true to what Dimitri said, that alternative runway was plus what, 550. But with these, I never knew about alternative nines with hockey until Dimitri explained it to me. I'm like, what the fuck is this dude talking about minus 115? I'm like, they're plus 1.5, not minus 1.5. So I learned something new about the alternate hockey.
So the main thing to notice, like with the things that we look into on some of these bets with the dogs, like Nashville winning today, is they had Pecorini in net, but Tampa Bay didn't have their starting goalie in net. Pavarsky wasn't in net. They had McIllery in net. So it's just that's goaltenders win games a lot of the time.
Right, I agree with that too.
Absolutely.
But they didn't win yesterday with freaking Blackhawks when both of the freaking goalies were the same record. I was so mad. Like, damn it. I don't think it was yesterday. I think it's the day before.
Yeah.
When they was playing the Panthers.
Yeah. So looking at the Blackhawks and the Panthers right now, it's 3-3 with 10 minutes left. Yeah, there's 10 minutes left. And now you guys I'm huge at looking at where public money's sitting, and I know you guys are too. Looking at public money on this game, 75% of the public was on the Panthers tonight. So automatically for me, as soon as it hits over 74%, that is my golden rule, I automatically fade it. What's your guys' golden rule on public money? Because I know Vegas was like 90% on Vegas tonight, and I took the Sharks just because of that. What are you guys' thoughts?
I'm with you too, Joe, with the 70%, 80%, 90%. The public are really, really heavy on it with those heavy numbers at like 90%. I'm going to go opposite because sometimes Vegas is not going to win that damn money back. The public put so much money on games that they think is going to win, and then the bad outcome, the dogs win, so...
Yeah.
So everyone's got different views of how the public money goes. So you could be superstitious, or you could be anywhere on it. So what's your mindset behind that, Joe? When the public's betting that much money on it, what's your mindset?
Okay. So overall, I don't know the actual percentage behind this, but I know if you just start fading the public when it hits over that 74%, every single time over the season, you'll end up in a positive ROI compared to not. Because Vegas at the end of the day always wins. Vegas is so good at making these lines. You're not gonna lose betting against the public over a season. So might lose tonight, but doing it over and over and over again, consistency over that percentage.
So you have a better win rate.
Yeah, right. You do.
Okay.
You do.
So betting against the public, you have a better win rate. Yeah, I agree with that.
But it has to go over a certain percent. Like, you can't bet against the public when it's sitting 52-53%.
No, I get what you're saying there. Like, Vegas has done their homework. They want to win. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, what was the public on with the Tampa Bay and Predator? Was it the Tampa Bay? Was it in the 50s?
It was low 70s, so I didn't touch it.
You see, I would have touched it if I would have saw that.
Yeah. Right, the public was so heavy on the Lightning, and it just wasn't over enough for me to take it. So I have my golden rule: it has to be over 74. It can't be 74%; has to be over that 74, and that is my rule for myself.
And that's why you have to contact Hustle and Grind on our email address, and we can help you guys out picking your bets. We will look and see if the goalies are playing, if the starting goalies are playing, if they're using
exactly
your backup,
that too.
This kind of stuff.
And how they played each other the last games. That's what I look at too. And like, what is the matchup of these two teams playing each other? The games, how their defense, I like to look at all that, but I need to more focus on public. But like Dimitri has mentioned on the chat, that public's been hitting like 80% in hockey. And that's true because most hockeys have been winning our favorites. If you have been watching hockey, it's mostly the favorites we've been winning most of the time.
Except Except then the problem is the public is betting at minus 170, minus 195. And Vegas is still winning at the end of the day. If you're risking that much money to make $5, $15, $20 on a $100 bet, as soon as Vegas loses that money on those underdogs, right, they're making up for it because the public's favorite, their return on investment is nothing, right?
Right. Unless, exactly.
Even if you look at some of these cappers that are selling their one play for $1,500, okay, you look at this, and who would pay $1,500? The amount you have to bet for these high favorites at $1,500 is what, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 to make any profit?
What was that, a minus 170 or something like that?
Minus 170, yeah.
Okay, so you come into that point that I want to ask about. Because most of these people be like, I have the insider information. Insider information. Do you think it's bullshit or real? Because me, I'm just thinking it's BS. It's ridiculous to tell somebody they act like they get an insider tips. How do you get insider tips? I mean, like, do you know these people? How do you know the general managers? Do you know the commissioner? I'm like, so where is these insider tips that?
Oh, I know it's batshit crazy. The insider tips is just absolutely nuts. I mean, the only time I've ever heard of an insider tip is off a movie and watch horse races. The horse was jacked up on steroids or whatever the case would be, but it's just like. Okay, like insider information on a hockey game? Okay.
Hockey game, yeah. NFL, everything. They're like, I have insider tips. I'm like, yeah, what's the insider tip? Odd sharks?
Yeah. Yeah, like, people want to bet through, if people want to come see us, I will throw it a bunch at minus 170, 190, whatever, of wins for you, if that's what you want. You want to bet big bucks and win little profit, then I get it. We're there.
And some people really do, but it's because they're not understanding, right? Like you could hit 10 of those and make $100 basically because you're like making small amount. It equals $100 at the end of the day. Or you could hit one underdog and make 165 in one day. Like you guys really.
On one bet, you know what
on
I mean?
One bet. Yeah. Right. And you're risking less money.
Excuse this little one running around. Yeah, exclude my little ones running around because I do have a full family, so y'all.
They are keeping us awake, that's for sure. I keep looking at this Blackhawks Panthers game. It's still tied at 3-3 with 7 minutes left. I really hope the public loses on this one.
After that big spiel, I hope you do.
I really hope so. The Capitals are killing it tonight, though. They're 6-0. Over Buffalo, which is crazy. And the Flyers and the Rangers are tied up at 4-4, you guys. I know we have the Flyers in this, so let's see what they do.
And I just lost the Wizards, which sucks because they was coming back. They was trying to make it, and they lost. I think I had them at +9, so...
Absolutely. You guys, you know what? Before we talk anymore, I'm going to run a quick commercial. I know Tijuana Rath is trying to get in. I think he's having a couple technical difficulties. I see him flush off and then go. So we're going to run this commercial here, and then we'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com, promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.
Let's all clap.
I always want to know who's actually clapping there. Do we have a crowd that has We have a crowd that's clapping right now.
Yeah, we do. Like everyone watching started clapping, and that's what you're hearing.
I was clapping. As soon as someone else started clapping, I started clapping. It's the same thing. Yeah, you're right.
Right? Like I think we need that sound piece so that every time you say who we're powered by,
Start clapping.
Brewery powered by Stables Media.
Stables Media. We can all clap.
Yay!
Oh, we need that.
No more clapping, guys.
No? It's overdone? Okay, not until I run the ad again. But you guys, it is important to shop around for your sports book. I totally believe in that. WagerTap and VIP bets have amazing lines. It's incredible. So when you are placing a bet, look around. Make sure you check out both of those. VIP bets, you can get a match deposit up to $500. WagerTap is absolutely fantastic. So go check them out, you guys. And just make sure you use that promo code HNG.
It's a hustle and grind.
Yeah.
It's a hustle and grind. Okay, guys. So, I have been trying to get something up for very long, and I have mentioned this in some episodes of Hustle and Grind, and I finally did it. I did an all-female head-to-head cap off, and it hit today. Basically, I have females. It's six females, and they're going head to head every week, 7 days, three picks, minus 135 odds and lower. And we are basing this on off of ROI. So whoever have the most ROI at the end of the 7 days, the winner has a choice of a charity that the loser has to pay. So I think that is awesome that we're giving in to the community. We're actually capping and showing that we females can cap and we know what we're doing, instead of as a beauty pageant, I call it. Sports betting is not a beauty pageant, it's more the ROI. Can you return your investment? So I had this idea with bringing Twitter ladies who actually do like to bet and not look beautiful, and there's no hating with beauties and stuff like that, but you understand my concept of there's more females in now coming out into the social media that they look like IG models or influencers, that
well, their faces
to get that recognition to be pretty and act like they know how to cap, but really they're just getting feeds from other cappers.
Yeah.
And I want to give the opportunity for all the females who really out there, who really into it like us. Like, I know, Joe, you've been doing it for years like me. So I set this whole thing up to show that there are women into it who does do it without having the input of other men's or becoming or trying to be one of those influence social media influence personal.
And I so love it. I absolutely love you doing this.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
And I think it's awesome because it shows woman empowerment and it's given to charity and it's not for money. So just stay tuned. I have it always posted on our Hustle and Grind on Twitter, our Hustle and Grind on Facebook. I think Joe handled all the Facebook, and on IG, our Hustle and Grind on IG, and on my Twitter personal account. So check it out. I'm the first girl, the first two challengers is me and somebody, another lady, another woman. I'm not called Miss Busy Lady, and she's on Twitter, and right now she's one and one. We're still waiting on the Vegas Golden Knights puck line, and I just lost Wizards, but I have the Penguins and the Knicks for mine. So I'm 0-1 right now. So I need those two to hit so I can so my ROI can be up. So everybody, give me some damn luck. I need some luck.
Absolutely. You're going to kill it tonight. I am so excited you're doing a cap off based on ROI, because you guys, this is what we see all over. And this is why I think talking about ROA is so important because a lot of these cap-offs is just one for one. One game for one game, and they're not taking into consideration how much these cappers actually made in these cap-offs. So, Lady D, my hat is off to you for doing this, and I'm so glad you're promoting other females in this industry because at the end of the day, it is a male-dominated industry. The amount of times I've been told to stop trying to be a man and that because I'm not a man, I don't belong in this industry. It's ridiculous because exactly. It's 2021.
I think it more has to do with your eyebrows. That's why you can't do proper pics.
Right? These eyebrows are my good luck.
I think that's what it is. It's eyebrows.
Okay. Are eyebrows. They too thick or are they too thin? I can't work out what he's trying to say about my eyebrows, but apparently they need to be fixed.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
At least we're all wearing our shirts for this broadcast, so we're good. Yeah. We're winning already.
We are so winning. I don't know.
It still
know.
Blows me away, though, that there's a lot of cappers out there. Not a lot. That's excessive. But there's some cappers out there that just have no idea what ROI means, and it just blows me away.
No.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's...
I'm 7 and 8, and I'm such a freaking goat.
Yeah. Goat.
Okay.
Goat. It's just like, I don't know. This is his own, this person's own business. They should understand what ROI means just because they want to make money too. So they have to put money out there to make money. And whether it's putting money out there to broadcast their stuff and how much money they bring back, that's the return on investment, right? So if they're not, I don't know. I'm blown away by it.
I am too. Well,
apparently we can get out calculators and do ROI on whatever we want, but it doesn't matter. So
yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
for my customers, I always say it doesn't matter how many bad days I have. It's always got to, you just got to look into what I profit the end of the month. I can have a bad month, but I want to make sure that I'm making at least what you pay for your package for double.
Yeah, it's a profit and loss. It's a profit and loss, guys. So like you can't take you can't make a profit and loss for each day. I think most companies or 99.9% of all companies do a profit and loss statement at the end of each month.
Yeah.
So you take the profit you made that month, compare it to the loss you made that month. So your losses are your wages and everything else. Your profit and losses in this case is the losses on bets, but your profits are wins on bets. And when your profit is higher than your loss, then you're doing pretty good.
Exactly.
Unless it's like $25 at the end of the month, then you're just terrible.
As long as I make enough for the whole week, the 2 weeks, the 3 weeks, we good. If I have a bad day or a bad week, that's what I always say. And like if I'm still in that positive, that week or 2-3 weeks positive, we can have a bad week. So that's what I preach to them. And it's not too many preach about that because mostly campers tell them to like do 5 units on here, 5 units here, 5 units. Oh, let's put 10 units on this day. I'm not about that. I'm not about babysitting anybody. I'm about here's my picks. And if you like it, take it. If you don't follow me. I'm not going to babysit you. So, like, you do what you do with your money, and you bet how much you want to bet with your money. I'm not going to go babysit you and tell you how many units to bet on a game. So, and then you're not like that either, right?
There is a science to capping, but at the end of the day, it's nothing's guaranteed. That's why you get a laugh out of these guys. It's too guaranteed pick. Is it guaranteed at -195? Is that guaranteed? But at the end of the day, like it's our best, we're doing the most homework we can on these bets, and we're going to get you our best picks, and we're going to win more than we're going to lose over the month.
Absolutely. So that brings me to a good point, you guys. Make sure you check out our Patreon. We have daily, weekly, weekend even, and monthly packages. They're all below, and we guarantee return on investment. So if you sign up for daily card and we don't go positive that day, return on investment, we are going to give you the next day for free. We're not going to leave you just at the end of the week and say, oh, sorry, it was a bad week. We're going to give you that next week or next month or next weekend, whatever kind of package you did sign up for. It's just at Patreon. If you search Hustle and Grind with an N and a dollar sign instead of the S, you'll find us. But the link is also scrolling along the bottom. So I know Tijuana's trying to get in. He's having issues. I've asked him to try opening it in Chrome browser. This program is kind of funny with some, he can come in with no mic and no audio, and that's really not going to help us. So,
Okay. What else we want to talk about?
I want to talk. So you guys had said there's nothing guaranteed. So what do you think of the word lock? I get asked this all the time. What is the lock of the day? What are your guys' thoughts on the word lock?
There is no locks. I'd send them to Home Depot at the keys and where the keys are at. Go find your lock there.
Nothing's ever locked. No, you can give us our best guess and our best percentage, but
the Home Depot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I totally agree with you. So, okay, guys, want to talk a little bit of hockey?
Yes, let's do it. Standings.
So, I have the New York Islanders. They are listed as the first overall. And they're first in the East. I'm kind of confused because it looks like Carolina, the Hurricanes, should be listed as first, but it's saying the Islanders are beating them. So Carolina Hurricanes are first Central and followed by Tampa Bay Lightning and then Florida Panthers. What are you guys thinking of this? I know Oilers, Cam, are ninth now. They're third in the North.
Yeah, they're spread. They're coming all over the place. They'll come back a little bit more, but it's doesn't really matter. Once it goes to the playoffs, then these guys are gonna be starting to play within the US and Canada, not just Canadian teams, American teams playing American teams. So it's gonna be kind of a crazy playoff. So that's why I can't really give a future on any of this stuff right now with the Stanley Cup champions, because who knows at this point?
They're testing with
other teams in Canada, and there hasn't been a winner of the Stanley Cup in Canada since, 1992, 3, somewhere in there? I can't remember. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But, yeah, it's going to be a different caliber of hockey when they start competing against each other in the playoffs. So it'll be tough to say. I can promise you that the Oilers won't win, but my hope for them is to make it to the second round of the playoffs, and that'll be a win for me. But yeah, it's going to be a little bit tougher to predict a Stanley Cup champ anyways.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be Vegas, actually.
I would love to be Vegas.
TJ made it on.
TJ. Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, I'm feeling old because I haven't been able to work this technology.
It's okay. It took all of us a couple of times when we first got introduced to it. So it's just really glitchy with which browser you use on your phone. So we're so glad you made it in tonight. So everyone listening, we bought TJ Tijuana Raft on because he is definitely an expert in betting soccer, and we truly believe in supporting other handicappers that know their stuff in different areas, right? TJ, you are definitely one of the best sports cappers in the soccer industry.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, soccer is my passion. I've been watching it, playing it since I was a kid, so I literally watch probably on average 2 to 3 soccer games a day. You know, my wife, lets me watch the games, and I play with my little son. So we have the games on in the background.
Nice.
That is awesome. So do you want to tell us a little bit about, firstly, where people can reach you, and then can you tell us how long you've been betting soccer and what you look for?
Yeah, well, basically, I've been betting soccer since I can remember. That's actually the first sport I started betting because I knew the sport and I watched so many games, and I can tell, by the momentum of how the game is going on basically see what's going to happen next. So live bets are actually pretty big in soccer. We're talking about, if you think about, compare it to hockey, when you have that first period in soccer, you have that first half. So when you see the momentum going in one direction and you see both teams attacking, there's going to be a goal. So, you can bet over one goal, over half a goal in the first half and get some good good lines for it. So it's exciting when stuff like that's going on.
So do you find you do more in-game betting than actual betting before the game starts?
I do a little bit of both, but recently, you know, I was actually tracking this one guy who really got me into first half bets where you watch the momentum of the game. You actually don't even have to be watching the game. You can see the stats pop up, but I prefer to actually be watching the game. But when you see certain stats popping up, teams going back and forth, you know that something's about to pop off and you can get some good odds. But no, I mainly do more pre-bet than I do in-game, but I'm starting to get a little bit more into the in-game betting. It's really, really big and popular now.
Okay. So TJ, as I was talking to you earlier, because I told you I have my little my female H2H coming up, and the girls do soccer. You know, I don't know nothing about soccer. So, you know, are there alternative run lines? Like, can you do, because I learned this about hockey. I didn't know hockey had alternative run lines. Can you say that Liverpool would have been plus one instead of minus one? Can you do bets like that on soccer?
Oh yeah, you could like do alternate. Yeah, you could do alternate lines in any game. Of course, like for example, that Liverpool game, they were favored at -150, -160 before the game. So if you're going to do them plus one, you're going to get some crazy odds. We're talking like -500, -600. Now, they were favored at -150. So they actually ended up winning just by one goal, though. That was a really boring, long game. And that's typically the type of games that Liverpool plays.
Now, that's why I've never got into soccer, because I do find it very long, very boring. I'm waiting for a fight to break out, but that doesn't happen in soccer. So.
No, it doesn't. But then there are certain leagues that are more exciting than other leagues. And when the average person, the average Joe that doesn't know soccer, really, they take on, you know, the big league games and the big bets, and they like to bet the favorites. Of course, you know, we all like to bet favorites. And take parlays with like Liverpool and Barcelona, Juventus, talking about the big name teams. And just like any sport, you see a lot of heavy favorites that are favored to win by 1.5. Like Lady D was saying, you look at a team that's favored -500, there you think they're going to win by at least two goals, right? But they most of the time only end up winning by one. And it gets really touchy there. So one of my favorite leagues that I've been betting late night is the Australian Soccer League. I have literally watched about 95% of the Australian soccer games this year. And I've really gotten into, I know the players, I know the teams, and this is a high scoring league. There's a lot of goals in this league and I love it. So that's going to be one of the ones that, you know, I'll be sharing with you guys, is looking into the Australian Soccer League.
Oh, interesting. I never even would have thought to look into that. We have a question. When do you call it soccer versus football? I guess
you know, as we all know, soccer was the first football. You know, it actually, you know, when you think of the name, football, foot to the ball, you know, there's very little foot to the ball in actual real American football, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's already oriented in the UK. The UK called it football, or not already first. We just call it soccer in North America.
We call it soccer, but yeah, around the world it's known as football.
Football, yeah.
Football. Oh!
You don't bet any soccer at all, do you?
I don't. I can't.
I'm going to look into it now. I'm going to look into live betting.
Yeah. You guys don't really – do you guys watch it much? Or like Joe was saying, it's kind of boring.
Yeah,
I watch the highlights of soccer. I watch the highlights of soccer.
I can't. Sure. The only time I watch soccer is the World Cup. That's the only time I watch it, when the World Cup happens.
To be honest, I've got to learn more about the leagues. Like, I know there's a lot of different leagues, from Premier League and other leagues, so it's tough for me to follow all that, but I have to get a little bit more into it for sure.
Yeah, the top leagues are the English Premier League, the EPL. We got the Serie A, Italy, Bundesliga, Germany. We got the Liga from France, and those are the top leagues, you know, the French league, Italian league, the German league, the English league, Spanish La Liga. And there's a big difference between all those teams. You know, Spanish league and the French league are lower scoring games, more cagey matches. You see a lot of defensive battles in those games. Italian and Bundesliga, you see a little bit, a few more goals, but just like any sports, and same thing with hockey, you know, you're expecting a lot of goals because they've just put up two games where they've scored like six or seven goals, and then you get a 2-1 match. So it happens.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So do you like betting over all the leagues, or is there one league that you prefer? Like, I know you like the Australian soccer, but what other ones do you like?
The Mexican Soccer League is another one that I follow really closely because my dad was actually in he was in the semi-pro leagues for the professional Mexican Soccer Leagues. And he taught me a lot about the leagues and gave me a little bit of the insight. And, you know, I don't want to say games are fixed, but there's definitely a type of – well, let me just put it out to you this way. A lot of the owners in Mexico, their family members, we're talking about sons and daughters, own sports books in Mexico. So there's a little bit of cross connection there. So when you have your daughter or son owning sports books in Mexico and your dad's the owner.
You can kind of manipulate the game a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
I've seen some crazy things where you're watching a soccer game and all of a sudden these teams are supposed to score at least two or three goals and every shot is going over the post. Their corner kicks are nowhere near the net. And you're wondering, did these guys get a call to get a 0-0, 0-0 game today because everybody bet on both sides? And I kid you not, I watch some of these games and I'll watch it for the first 10, 15 minutes and I'll tell myself, my bet's dead. This game's rigged. I could tell that these guys aren't trying to score. And by the way, the momentum is going. I know these teams. I know how they play. They're not playing like how they normally play. There's something up, and it happens. It happens.
So don't bet on the Mexico League. That's what you're saying. Don't bet on those guys. That goes back to Lady D's earlier question with the insider information on the game. So in the Mexico League soccer, there is insider information.
Oh, I mean, there's insider information everywhere, but it's fun to bet. You know, a lot of people hate it because if you bet money line one team and they tie, you lose because there's no overtime. There's no penalty kicks in most league games. So it's not like hockey where if it stays 0-0, you go to shootout and you have to have a winner. Yeah. In soccer, if it stays 1-1, 2-2, that's it. You lose.
It'd be a tie.
Wow. So are you looking a lot at public money when you're betting soccer?
A little bit, but not so much. I'm more looking at trends. And one of the important things that I look at, too, is lineups because they change often. So a lot of people hate getting picks, you know, 30 minutes before a game. And I know you guys have probably, you know, have dealt with both type of buyers. Mm-hmm. You know, the buyers that want the card. The buyers want the card, you know, in the morning, you know, 5 hours before the game starts. Yeah. But with COVID and everything, it's – what if
so you tough. That?
And then three players are out an hour before the game.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's tough right now.
Yeah, I find it super hard with that. You know, there's some games, and then also watching how the other games are going for the day, I think sometimes it does change things where you're going to be putting your money. And I find that I can almost tell just by the flow of things that one game is not going to go the way I thought, and it doesn't. Whenever I get that feeling, and I actually write my bettors, and I know us as a group do too, saying, look, change this one, or let's jump off this one, or let's do something and take that little bit out. There's weird days, I have to admit.
So you could tell, right, when it's a hockey game and you watch the first 10 minutes or so, and you see how the team is playing. It's the same thing with soccer. Yeah. When you see how the momentum is going and you think of, man, the team I just bet on is not even trying to score. They're just kind of sitting back. Wow. What? This bet's going to lose. So at that point, I'm looking for a live bet.
Yeah. No, and I'm the same way. I'm big on hockey, and it's you're right. Like in the first 10 minutes, you can tell. You can almost see who's going to win this game. And, you know, sometimes they come back in the second or third period, but usually it's like you said, like soccer, it's just a momentum swing. So the momentum's going in one way. It's usually going to go that way the whole game. Like that goal is going to be lights out, or or whatever the case, but it's just going to be tougher to make that bet. So those live bets do come in handy. And that's, I'm going to look into that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, there's also that occasion where one team has 10 shots and you think they're going to be the team that's going to score. The other team hasn't even crossed midfield. And then out of nowhere, that team with zero shots hasn't crossed the field, has one attack and scores a goal. So that happens, too.
You're basically talking hockey right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the exact same. So it's like 10 shots to 10 shots to nothing, and they score a goal on the first shot. And it's just like, oh, my God.
So we're talking, you know, soccer and hockey are actually, you know, very similar in many
very
ways.
Very similar with scores, yeah.
And that's what we're
starting with. Momentum and scoring, it sounds exact.
So you guys that know a lot of hockey, you know, and me that I know soccer, we need to put our minds together and rocking and rolling.
I agree.
We absolutely do.
Because I'm not a big hockey guy. I don't send out too many hockey picks. You know, a few years back I did, but I'm more of a line reader and sharp action money guy. So I do see the web pages and stuff that give me the hockey line moves and things like that. And I'll phantom bet. I'll just say I like this team and that team, but I won't actually bet the pick or actually see it. And sometimes it does come out the way that the line moves. So we see that happening a lot. But I hear that a lot of favorites are winning in hockey. You guys can tell me. I don't follow it too much. Are the favorites winning it, or what's going on?
Mostly the favorites are winning. 85% the publics have been right. I have been winning with picking the favorites, but small favorites, not the huge favorites. But I also have an eye with picking the dogs when I see the dogs are going to hit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We've run across that a few times. Like, yeah, the favorites have won a lot of them, but like we had Vancouver against Toronto, and that's the North League, and Toronto's in first place and Vancouver's in second to last place, and they win both games. And then Toronto goes and plays someone like the Oilers and beats the Oilers 3 games in a row. So it's just, it's all over the place and some of that stuff. So it's just, they beat the Oilers 3 times in a row, and then they go to Vancouver and they lose 2 times in a row. So it's just,
what the heck's up with the Canadians? Because they have screwed me a few times. I mean,
they're all over the place.
So when I
don't touch them,
they're not consistent at all.
Yeah, when I bet the Canadians in a parlay, they lose, and then when I don't bet them, they score 5 or 6 goals.
Yeah. I know.
Like today, they're 3-1. I'm like, I'm taking the Canadians today, and I took the Canadians today, and they're 3-1. They're 3-1 today against the Jets. I'm like, I didn't want to take it, but I took it. Like, I'm gonna take the Canadians.
So the lines and the sharp money were telling me to take the Calgary Flames tonight, but I don't know what you guys think about that.
So the Flames and the Oilers game, I won't touch, just for the simple fact that I think the Flames are going to win it, but the Oilers are the favorites. But that being said, the Flames have better luck against the Oilers, but the Oilers have also beat them the last 2 times. So it seems like it goes on a yearly pattern. So like 1 year, the Flames will destroy the Oilers all season. And the next season, the Oilers will destroy the Flames all season. So I just haven't figured out what season we're in right now. It's tough. It's tough with those two teams because Oilers are usually generally bad luck against the Flames.
Yeah, they are. And that's why I took the Flames tonight. But it's a hard one. It could go either way in this game.
I'm going down to goalies, and Markstrom's a better goalie than Smith. Smith's getting older. Smith's a good goalie. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a great backup goalie, but he's not a starter, I don't think, anymore. He's still putting up the numbers. He's still making the saves, but Markstrom's a better goalie. He's younger. He's ready to play. So I'm going to break that game down just to the goalies.
But I think when you look at coaching, if we don't win tonight, and I'm a Flames fan, we're going to get our butts handed to us. Like, they're not going to put up with it coaching-wise. So
yeah, but Sutter just showed up. He just started like a week ago. So you got to give him a little bit of time with this too. I think Sutter, he's been out of the game for a little bit, but I still think he's a hard-nosed, grinding coach. And I think he's going to do fine for the Oilers or for the Flames. But it's a tough one to call. Whenever the Flames play the Oilers, I don't like taking that bet at all.
The Oilers are good for at least 2 goals a game, right?
Unless they play Toronto. Yeah. Last time they played Toronto was in three games was 13 goals against, 1-4.
So what about just going with an over or under in that game?
Yeah, what's the over under on that, Joe? It was minus, yeah,
what is it?
Or was one, yeah, and a half?
I think the over under was 6, wasn't it? I didn't even look at it. Yeah.
What was
I didn't even look at the over under. Because
over under 6. Over under 6. Calgary's a minus, Calgary's the favorite here.
Yeah.
But I don't know, what was the was it a 1 goal or 1.5 goal difference?
It would have been 1.5 for Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know, I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
No, I don't either. I can see it just getting that over 3-4.
0-0 in the end of the first period. So.
Yeah.
You're not going to be happy, Joe.
I've got a side bet with Joe on the Oilers winning for $5.
She
didn't have any more money to bet this week, so we're got a $5 bet saying Oilers are going to win. She's got the Flames, so we'll see.
And public won huge. The Blackhawks did lose. I don't know how the Panthers scored 3 goals in that last 7 minutes. Was it 3 or did they get 4? 3.
Did you – who'd you have today, Joe?
Well, I took the Blackhawks just as a fade of the public because it was 75% on the Panthers. And they were 3-3 with 7 minutes left.
3 goals in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell that happened.
Scored 3 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, third period, 3 goals in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So I don't know what the heck the Blackhawks did in that last 5 minutes, but I'm going to be watching that to see because someone was against me.
Joe, you don't do too many over first period bets, do you?
I don't. Yeah, I'm really not a fan of that first period betting. I like it in NCAA basketball, but otherwise, I don't really like it.
With hockey, it's pretty hard to do that, though, because it could be either way. Like, hockey's a weird, weird sport when it comes to that stuff. I mean, it could be – I think Edmonton played – who'd they play? Ottawa. And they had, like, 4 goals in the first period. You never would have called a four-goal game, 4-0 in the end of the first period. So, there's really weird sporadic games like that. So it's tough to call that first period betting.
It's better to stay away from those bets, right? The over 1.5 first period.
Yeah. Because sometimes the defense comes out so strong. When you're looking at back-to-back-to-back tonights, the only situation I would take that first half for the goals is if they're coming off 2 nights in a row where those defenses have worked their butts off, a super low scoring game. That third game, I would bet that over in that first period because those defenses are tired, especially if there's travel. And then I'd be looking at that. But still, it's not my favorite situation to play.
Okay, you stick to the money lines and the over-unders.
Yeah, and then the puck line, so the -1.5. I never take the +1.5. The +1.5, you're minus 200 taking that on a team.
That's pointless. Return on investment sucks on that. So
you don't like to parlay 2 plus +1.5s?
That definitely would be good to parlay the two of them because then you're looking at such a good return, right? But I really don't do that too much. No.
Now, I've noticed that there hasn't been too many empty net goals this season. Is that all around the league?
I noticed that too.
There's been a couple, but it hasn't been very much. You're right. Like it's just
like
been
last
it's
season been... and the season before. There seemed to be a lot more open net goals. Do they just kind of chill once the goalie like leaves the net?
It seems like it, right? They're not trying to hit it,
anymore. Like a couple years ago.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it feels like they're
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like they're trying to screw me out of that -1.5.
Doesn't watch too much hockey.
Well, you know, if they're not getting that, No, you're right. It gives them another chance to get back in the game. For sure, they should be getting those empty netters for sure. So. I don't have an answer for that. Got nothing.
Got nothing.
I hate those last goals at the very last minute. Right? Like this Blackhawks game, that really drives me crazy. In the last 5 minutes, they let in 3 goals when they were tied up. That's super fishy, and I hate that.
Now, do you give any chance to the Sharks tonight?
Yes. 100% because the public was 90% on Vegas.
Right.
So we were talking about this before and where you fade the public. And my rule is over 74%. So 75, 76 and above, I'll fade the public in certain situations. So I'm totally fading the public tonight. Vegas is going to lose here.
I'm opposite with Joe on this. Like, I think they're both great teams, but I'm breaking it down to goalies. And I don't like Dubnyk over Fleury.
And I'm not taking it because
this is why we discuss it all, so we all have our own opinions. I think we have a $5 bet on that one too, Joe.
That's the best way to do it also, because you hear insight from everybody and you know what they see and things like that. Basically, in that game, what I saw is a big line movement in favor of the Sharks, big jump, but that doesn't always mean that the Sharks are going to win or anything like that. And when 75 or 80% of the public are on a team, I call it the grandma bet. You know, my grandma's even on that team tonight. So that's what we're looking at tonight with the, but also my grandma was on the Lightning today and look what happened to that.
All right. Well, exactly. Right. Lady D was all over that. The other side of that.
I agree with Joe on the bet though. Like if I was to bet something, I'd be betting it on the Sharks. Otherwise I wouldn't bet on the game. I'm not going to waste my time on a -240 for Vegas. There's no way. Why would you waste the money? Who cares? Like at that point, I'd throw something small on Vegas or on the Sharks. I mean,
might as well, right? With the value
for that for -240, might as well. Shit.
So we were talking about this earlier, Tijuana. What is the highest money that you'll put? Like highest negative, like. -130, -140. What's the highest you'll go?
You know what? It depends. I definitely like to stay under -150 on bets, especially when I'm doing a single bet. I definitely don't want to go.
Well, there's no profitability in it.
No, there isn't. There definitely
not for the risk.
But then, I definitely try to stay. A lot of the soccer games, though, they're both teams are usually plus money, so that's what I like about that. When you're looking at soccer bets. When you're looking at that, so that's always good. And yesterday was a pick'em game in a soccer game. Both teams were plus, 170, 160, and I took a pick'em, which means that if you draw, you get your money back, and that was at -115. So I definitely like to stay under 150 or so. But I mean, as you've seen across the internet, Instagram world, and Twitter world. You got guys that are bragging about their 20-1 on hockey -200 each day. So basically,
they just pick the favorites. Just pick the favorites, and you're gonna have a better outcome if you picked all the favorites.
Yeah, exactly.
But they lost a whole bunch of money not picking some of those dogs that beat them in the favorites, and that's just lack of research. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna throw out 15 bets that they're all favorites. Fuck it. Who cares? Not do zero work on it, zero research, and just throw those bets out.
The crazy thing is that people out there are paying for that. They think it's they think it's something special.
I bet $800 and won 25. Yes.
hey, but we won 25-1.
Right? Yeah. I shake my head at that. What do you think of someone paying $1,500 for one bet because the person saying it's a lock?
Oh my god!
Or there's insider information on it. There's they guarantee the win.
I just wish we could round up all those people that are paying $1,500 for one pick and basically tell them that, you know what, you pay us that each a month. And I mean, you pay us for that for 1 month, and we'll get you way more winners than you can get in 1 day. Because what's crazy about that is I've been in this business a long time. I've been doing this for 6 years. I started my Instagram page 6 years ago. So I've seen, I met Joe and Lady D a couple years ago or a year ago. I've been doing this for a long time and have seen everything. I know every scamdy capper. I know every person in the business. I know.
Scandy capper. I like it.
Scandy cappers.
I love it.
The bottom line is that nice guys, nice ladies, nice people that are just being honest and are the ones that are losing out, because people want the flashy 20-1 fake record for $1,500, you know, it's just crazy.
Joe, and make a note. We're going to put out a 50. We won 50, lost one, all pluses. We made no profit, but we did something.
And I guarantee you that Joe could pick one hockey at minus 200 to win, and she'll go 50-0.
Yeah. Like, oh, you pick the favorites all the time. I mean, you're still going to have a more, you're going to have a 55 to 70% win rate if you pick the favorites all the time. But the profitability isn't there. The whole point of a good capper is mixing in some of the dogs with some of the, you know, the favorites to win, like get their profitability up on it. So
yeah, that one guy who's selling his picks for $1,000, $1,500, he has sent, he has sent hockey picks. His last five plays have been hockey bets, mm-hmm. and they've all been over minus 175.
Yeah,
crazy.
Four of his last five winners took it to overtime, and he got so lucky that they won. And all he's doing is taking favorites versus bad teams.
Yeah. Exactly.
And pick the obvious losers, right, and just go with the winners, and that's the biggest thing, right?
People are like wanting his play, like, oh, please help me find the pick. Help me find the pick. I'm like, dude, just
pick the fade.
Yeah, it's crazy, but the sad thing is that people are buying that. They're paying $1,000 for that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that is really the sad thing.
If they want to pay me $1,500 a pick, I will fly down there once a week when COVID's over, and I'll rub their back while they're making their picks. They'll be fine.
You get a back massage too.
You get a back massage. I'll give you back massage while you're making the picks. I'll tell you which ones to pick. We'll just go through the score. It'll be really easy. We'll just pick positives the whole way.
I think all of us would do that, right? For $1,500 a day, I'll give you one pick, one minus 200.
Yeah, shit. I'm in.
There's no thought behind that.
Y'all take the feet.
Yeah. I'm not touching no one's feet. Sorry. I'm out.
We take the shoulder.
Well, Lisa crossed the line real fast there. That escalated quickly.
You know me.
Way to go, Lady D.
How didn't you see that coming? Come on.
Going to the foot fetish right away.
Y'all gonna take the feet. We just do the easy work.
But Joe, I mean, realistically though, no one, capping is hard work. It takes hours. I mean, I spent hours.
So much work.
Research, hours of time and things like that. But in reality, I don't think that anybody should be charging more than $200-$300 a month for a service for giving people sports picks. It shouldn't max out over $300 a month. I think that's a fair price. Anywhere it's under $300 is a fair price, even with all that hard work and you know, grinding out every day, every hour. You know, I don't think I've had a day off in 6 years doing this.
No, Christmas morning, I was up capping, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You wake up in the morning; it's an all day thing. I mean, it's most of your day is dealing with this, right? So it's a lot of work. But yeah, $1,000 or $1,500 for a walk is just absolutely crazy.
One damn game. So that means they're spending like they selling one single game.
That's why I say that guy should be going out there massaging that guy's back every time he makes a pick for $1,500.
And a little extra for
20 freaking bets. That's what I do. I do. Yeah.
I just wish we could all find those people that are paying $1,500 for one pick and say, slap them in the face and just really say, dude, that guy just gave you a easy favorite that, you know, that your grandma can pick. Yeah. I mean, but he's 20-1. He's winning. I'm like,
because he's taking favorites. Yeah. Picking them the favorites. For $300, you can get your whole month's picks, and they're going to be good picks, and you're going to have an ROI at the end of the month that's going to make you a decent profit. But you're right. 100%. It's crazy.
Those guys are like, I just want my one winner a day that's minus 200.
Well, then go onto the score and look up the fucking odds. Why just pay somebody for
you,
it?
You don't need a capper to give you that, right? Nope. You can just take it.
Look it up.
The more that we keep bringing that up, I think, is what's important. That's why I always, in my stories, you'll see, hey, these are the plays my grandma is on. They're free. Yeah. You don't have to pay anybody for them. If you pay, that's why I always
smart
say.
Smart idea.
And I love his grandma picks.
It's a great idea.
I love it.
And that's why I have so much respect for you, because as soon as I saw you doing that last year, I was like, okay, this guy actually
knows.
He cares.
It's
right?
Nice to see somebody else that's doing this, and I haven't met too many people because I've only seen what I've seen on Instagram, but it's nice to meet somebody else like you, TJ, that's out there for his clients and to have repeat clients. I mean, you can burn clients all you want, but at the end of the day, if you're going to give them good investment or good choices to make a good investment, then they're going to come back to you and you're doing a fair profit for them. So
I don't have a large clientele, because I'm not out scamming, but I have a lot of guys that have been with me for over 3 years. I mean, I have a core group.
Yeah.
I have a core group of about 25 guys that have been with me for 3 to 4 years. Some have been with me 5 years since I started, since day one. So when,
it's 'cause you're honest.
When I can say that, they're like family to me, and they're there with me. They're with me in the chat. We win together. We lose together. We cry together. I'm in the chat doing voodoo emojis, and we're getting
nice.
We're helping each nice. Other out. We talk about our families and our kids and things like that. So, I mean, that's why I appreciate you guys, because I know you guys are the same way. These other guys are just wanting that quick buck. Okay, give me $1,000, give me $500. I got the banger of the day. I mean, they have a play of the year every day. Come on now.
Yeah. Every day, right? I get so sick of hearing about the whale.
It'll take us longer. It'll take us longer than the rest of them, but we'll all get there eventually, right? So.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
We're going to realize eventually that they're going to be better off going with people who are going to give them the best direction on this, rather than just some random plus 195 or minus 195, sorry, game, right?
Yeah.
So, minus 100.
This show every day, every 2 days, once a week?
Doing it once a week right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to a little bit more sports, kind of with baseball and stuff like that, we might up it a little bit, but we'll talk about that and figure it out.
Yeah, because the best shows that I like are shows like this. Multiple people talking about different sports, and you're just briefly touching on various sports, and then you don't really, you're not giving out your main plays, but you're touching on a few games here and there. And the listeners are like, oh, I like what he said, what she said. I like what he said. I'm going to make that bet based on what those people said. And it's great what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it.
And we try to make it an informational show as well. So to help people, beginners, understanding how to bet on sports and know ROI, vocabulary, terminology. So it's more informational as well.
Well, it's also betting responsibly too, right? We want to teach these people to how to bet properly and bet responsibly so they're not wasting all their paychecks and not being able to pay their own bills just because they're getting into gambling, right? So it's a fun sport. It's fun to do. I love doing it, but I do it responsibly. So it's just a little bit here and a little bit there.
What about, did you know that if you would have spent your last stimulus check on my package, you'd be up $50,000? Did you know that?
I'm gonna send my stimmy check to you. Hey,
that is an actual real ad from a scammy capper that he said, if you would have taken your first stimulus check and bought the package, you'd be up $45,000 right now.
Well, just guess who. Wow.
When this next stimulus check comes out, sign up.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Wow.
It's like, let's just pray on the week, man.
And
if you don't have the money, don't bet what you can't afford to lose. Never bet what you cannot afford to lose.
To pay off some credit cards, use it to buy my package because I'm going to get $50,000.
And then they'll lose all that damn money, and then they'll be stupid.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that will listen to that and think that's true, and it's not at any means whatsoever. So just be responsible with it, guys.
That's the sad thing. People will believe that and waste their $1,400 check on that package. And next thing you know, their money's gone and that guy doesn't care.
No. Exactly. Nope.
Not at all. Oh, really sad.
And that's what 99% of these cappers, that's what they're selling. They're selling hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
They're selling a get rich quick program. I tell my clients right away, hey, this is good extra cash if you're responsible and if you're patient. And if you do it right, you can have extra money on the side. And don't forget that whatever money you're betting, make sure that you're betting money that you can afford to lose, because you will We will lose some days, and we will go on cold streaks, but it's not a get-rich-quick system.
Amen.
It's like running a little business. Just it's ever, over the whole month. You can't spend it all in one wad. Just make your bets smartly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing we want with the show as well, is to educate people in everything like that, because the states is coming on board. You know, you get state after state becoming legal, and people don't know what Moneyline is. People don't know what against the spread is. They don't understand it. So that's our hopes, to educate people so people aren't going in blindly and falling for these false hopes, false get rich and everything like that. So
TJ, before we end the show here, can you do me a favor? Lisa normally does this, but maybe you can explain Moneyline to everybody.
The Moneyline bet. Should I explain it in soccer, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter. Just the Moneyline bet.
Moneyline bet. You're picking the team that's going to win. Plain and simple.
Bam. Yeah.
Bam. There it is. Plain and easy. Nice and easy. I like it.
You bet Moneyline and the team loses, you lost.
Yep. You bet Moneyline and the team wins, you win.
There you go. Tax if you lose.
We always got to do one thing. We were teaching somebody about betting, so that was it. Moneyline today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want to thank you so very much for coming on.
Yeah, TJ, anytime you want to come on, just give us a shout. Come on.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys. I love what you guys are doing. You guys are, you know, in the same mentality that I am. I'm here for the people. And that's what we're here for. We also are going to send out some winners, and we're very educated and knowledgeable on that. But always remember that when you're joining anybody like these folks and myself in anything, you're with good people who care about you and want you to win and want you to be successful. And we're not going to tell you to get rich. And we're not going to tell you we're going to get you rich quick, but we will definitely educate you on betting. And I'd love to be part of more shows as you guys move forward.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely, TJ. Absolutely, yeah. Buddy.
We'd love to have you. Can you tell everyone where to reach you for your soccer plays?
Yeah, Tijuana Raf Picks on Instagram. I mean, I'm only mainly on Instagram right now. I try a little bit with Twitter, but haven't gotten fully going there. But yeah, Tijuana Raf Picks. And if you want to reach me, just if you can't find me, hit up Joe or Lady D. They'll send you in the right direction. But I do have a free Telegram with free picks. I'm always sending some free winners on there. It's that link is in my profile on my Instagram page. So I sent a winner today. It was a little bit high juice. Sometimes I send some high juice. It was minus 170, but it was a winner. So free plays, sometimes they get a little juicy, but they are good plays. And it was a corner kick bet. So we're talking about a certain team to have over two corner kicks, which is Huesca versus Barcelona. And the play was over two corner kicks. They ended up getting six corner kicks. So we got a little bit like that as well.
Nice. It's awesome.
Well, we'll definitely put those links below for everyone to be able to reach you. So thank you so much again for coming on. And we can't wait to have you again.
Yeah, thanks, TJ.
Thank you, TJ, for showing up.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, guys. So we're going to go close out Hustle and Grind. And...
Join us next Monday, guys. Hope to see you guys there, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain. Oh. And we're powered by Stables Media, and we're sponsored by Wager Attack and VIP Bets. So please utilize us there.
Absolutely. You guys have a great night.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com, promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.